Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog. I'm Robbie from EnglishHarmony.com, your English fluency mentor. And with this video, we're going to begin a new video series where I'm going to be teaching you irregular English verbs. But unlike the traditional approach whereby you learn all three forms of the same verb in a sequence and memorize the word string. For example, the verb to blow would result in a word string blow, blow, blown, right? And then you would be required to memorize it, and it would be all part of the larger table of hundreds of irregular English verbs, right? Instead of that, we'll take each of those forms of the same verb separately and learn them as part of valid English expressions. And why we're doing that is the following. If you learn the unnatural collocation blow, blow, blown, you're not going to be able to use those individual verb forms in your life speech, because all those words will associate with each other, but they're not going to go together with some other English words. But that's how fluent language happens. You'll learn any new verb or a noun or whatever word category it might represent. You'll learn them as part of normal speech, as part of a phrase, collocation. Collocation is simply word combination. That's a little bit more scientific, right? So basically, you have to learn all those individual verbs as part of valid expressions. And don't learn such word strings, blow, blow, blown, or whatever. Don't learn them, right? So here we go, blow. Blow things out of proportion, which means that you exaggerate something. So basically, you're having a conversation with a friend of yours, and he's telling you now, this is so bad, we're gonna get fired for coming in for work so late. And you're telling him, listen, don't blow things out of proportion. We're not gonna get fired for just being late. It's only 5 minutes late, and many people do that, and we'll just go into the office now and explain why we were late. We were stuck in traffic, right? It's all because of the traffic jam, so stop blowing things out of proportion. So blow things out of proportion is a very useful English phrase, which can be used whenever someone exaggerates something, and that's how you learn to use the verb to blow, right? Next up, blue. My car's head gasket blew, which actually happened. And for those of you who don't know what a head gasket is, it's some sort of a seal that seals the engine, a car's engine, and the head, right? So the gasket lies between those two parts. And sometimes when there's a little crack forming in it, it can blow, which results in the radiator overheating, and then all the water is boiling in the system. And basically what happened in my case was the radiator blew as well. So I was on my way home from work, and all of a sudden there was hot water splashing out of under the bonnet of my car, and I didn't know what was going on. And then I took the car to the mechanic, and he said that the head gasket blew. And I actually find it quite hard to imagine another occasion when I would personally use this particular form of the verb to blow, blue. In my daily conversations, I can't actually remember when I said it last time, except for the head gasket. So this would be quite a useful phrase for as long as you're a driver, right? The head gasket blew, right? And now we're proceeding to the last form of this verb to blow, which is blown. I was blown away, which means I was really, really impressed by something. I was blown away by my work colleague's professionalism, or I was blown away by the way she carried herself in such a confident manner. You should have seen her. I was blown away by that, and you would have been blown away by that as well. So, the take-home lesson, my friends, is the following. Don't learn unnatural word collocations, word combinations such as to blow, blue, blown. Instead, what you want to do is learn all those individual forms of the same verb as part of collocations, phrases, and then do some spoken self-practice in order to embed those phrases into your mind. And in case you're quite doubtful as to how useful those phrases are going to be in your particular situation, of course, you don't have to limit each verb form to just a single phrase. You can pick two or three and memorize them. And please bear in mind that our English is situational, which means that whatever we learn boils down to how we use it in our daily situations. Our lives are quite limited. Our personal life, our, say, professional life, our job, our studies, and then our relationships, basically, which is our personal life as well, part of our personal life, right? So basically, each of us has quite a limited use of the English language because we all go to work, talk to the same people, communicate with the customers, and then probably discuss some personal issues with someone. So we're not going to be using the English language to discuss a vast array of topics. It's not going to be as if we're taking an English exam every day of the week and showing off our ability to use each English verb in 100 different ways. So the chances are that you will actually use the form, the past tense of the verb to blow blue only in the context of your car's head gasket blowing. It's totally possible. Or probably you're going to say things like, and then the children blew the candles or something, in case you had attended a birthday party, say the previous weekend, and you witnessed how children were blowing candles, and then you're retelling that story to some work colleague of yours, and then you're telling, and then the kids blew out the candles, and everyone was clapping their hands and cheering them, right? So in this case, blew the candles would be the right collocation for you to learn. In case you attend some more parties in the future and then you're telling someone about that. Or you've seen it in a movie that someone blew candles and then you're retelling that movie, you're talking about a TV show or something, and then you're telling about that to someone else, right? Obviously, each verb can be used in a lot of different ways. And when I said that we all have our limited life experiences that happen on a daily basis, I didn't mean that it's going to be very limited. But all I'm saying is that you don't have to learn how to use each form of the verb in 100 different ways. It's going to be too overwhelming for your brain to cope with. And it'll suffice if you learn only one way of using that particular form of the verb initially. And then as you proceed, as you go about your daily English improvement routine, you are free, of course, to learn new collocations and phrases and expressions containing that particular verb form, right? But never ever learn these unnatural strings to blow, blue, blown. It's counterproductive. It's been proven times and times again. And I did that years ago myself. I was doing that. I was learning all these tables containing hundreds of regular English verbs. And as a result, I was struggling to use them in my conversations. It's a fact. And it's been confirmed by a lot of my blog visitors and customers. So you may as well just follow my advice. And that's about it, my friends. See you in the next video. And who knows, probably the next video is going to be about another irregular English verb, right? Talk to you soon and bye-bye.